time to go to the star phone with none other than Robin Thicke.
Hello, Julie.
How is Mr. Robin Thicke? Haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing, Mr. Thicke?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
Doing great, of course. Congrats on the latest addition to your family, baby number two or three?
Yes, well, I have my second daughter. I have three babies now.
That's right, it is three.
I have a one-year-old daughter.
That's right.
I have a six-week-old daughter.
Wow, so how's fatherhood treating you this go-round?
Well, it's beautiful and exhausting and magical and frustrating and all those wonderful things.
Yeah, I do remember that. I was like, Robin moving kind of quick. Okay, I see you. And of course, I got to see you on The Masked Singer. How was that for you?
That was so much fun. I mean, you know, right when they were selling me the idea, it was all based on comedy and good times and positivity. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky to be a part of it.
And, you know, throughout the years, you've always been transparent about whatever you're going through. We definitely appreciate that. You know, you've went through so much. You know, I know recently on Steve Harvey, you talked about the loss of your father, whom I actually absolutely love, Alan Thicke, and how that has, you know, impacted you. So, you know, and that has to be hard. So, you know, still prayers for you and comforting you in that. But you seem to be really pulling through real strong.
Well, because of he was a great teacher.
Yeah.
And he led by example. You know, he lived a great life, a very full life. And he had great relationships with so many people. And so, you know, I wanted to emulate his journey a little more. I wanted to work on my relationships, my friendships, doing favors for people, doing more charities, doing just really balancing out, you know, living a grateful life. We all go through these big ups and downs, but you know, if you pull yourself through it, you feel better and stronger, and you know what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know.
Robin Thicke, yes, definitely one of my favorite singers, my blue-eyed soul brother, you know, father of three, making it through. And you even had to go through the California fires, and you're still like, you have so much joy, and it just, you just see
well,
it on you.
It's funny how, you know, it's like being in church, you know, when you've been through so much, you want to release it all, you know, you want to sing, you want to, you know, praise the name,
preach, Robin.
Yeah, you want to feel the spirit in you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how we get through these days, and luckily music has always been a way for me to share my journey and connect with people, you know?
And we absolutely love it. So what has been going on? We know that's what love can do. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of what's coming from Mr. Robin Thicke.
Yeah, well, I've been making music. I've been enjoying it again and been confident and, you know, got the new TV show. So, yeah, especially in show business, you know, it's so unpredictable, the highs and lows. But you got to be calm through the lows, and you got to really enjoy and appreciate the highs, you know.
Absolutely. So you got to keep up to date with Robin Thicke, because Robin, you are not slowing down. You know, you've had so much success, have been through trial and tribulation, but yet here you are still standing. You made me, well, I'm have to find me a Thursday night Bible study, Robin, because you was preaching.
You know, and you know, when you've been through it, you can actually talk about it, you know?
Right, like, right.
I was singing about all this stuff in my, you know, late 20s. A lot of the same themes, but I hadn't really been through it. Now I've been through it all.
Yeah, because you was a young buck, so now you know, you full man, you're like, okay, I got this.
Yes. You got to go through some stuff to put your big boy pants on, you know what I mean?
I feel that. Well, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to see you again next time you come through Kansas City. Just such a cool dude, down to earth, and, you know, and hopefully you're getting some sleep. Does your baby sleep through the night?
Yeah, luckily the 1 year old does. The the brand new baby's gonna take some work before it's on a schedule, but
because I was about to be so jealous.
We're exhausted and we're enjoying the blessings big time.
Well, you guys are a beautiful, amazing family. Make sure you keep up to date with Robin Thicke, you know, new music. Hopefully you do some more shows. I really like seeing you interact on TV.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing, you know, a lot more now that I'm, you know, I got this new music. And when you got something you love and you want to spread it, you'll do whatever to get it out there.
Yep, so keep up to date. Make sure you check out Robin Thicke, all the socials. We'll keep our eyes on you and cannot wait till we host you again right here, brother.
Yes, and look out for an album coming in August or September.
That was my next question, so I have it just in time for my fall, my chilly fall. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, Robert.
Yes, take you in the winter nice and warm.
That's and we look forward to it. Thank you so much, Robin. God bless you. Continue to do your thing, and cannot wait to see you again.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I'll see you soon.
All right, appreciate you, Robin.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. For the rest of my